I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
BJ and Jamie.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, on the Odyssey app. It's live there, too, and you can get the podcast later today. Good morning. Welcome to a Thursday. Hello, Carson.
What's up, BJ?
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
Good morning, Spadell.
Good morning.
Very disappointed in you.
Why?
Because you told me just a few minutes ago that you sat and watched the entire interview with
all 1 hour and 45 minutes, man.
That'll You watched it all.
The whole thing.
Every single stinking second.
Yeah.
That a boy.
You poor guy.
Dude, I went into it not like trying to not like it. And at the end of it, dude, I'm kind of a T-Swift fan now.
Dude, you I are. Love Jason yeah. Taylor. Jason Kelce, man.
All right, get into that a little bit later on. All right, there's a fire this morning. I think a strip mall is on fire. And they may have put it out by now, but I think it shut down four businesses. Let's go to Fox 31. They're doing a report from there right now.
Yes, this is in Centennial, specifically at a strip mall. We're talking about four businesses that are going to be completely closed for the day because the building inspector has deemed them uninhabitable after an early morning fire here. So the details of what went wrong, still unclear, but we know fire crews are inside the building right now, specifically in the Baker's Inn portion. It looks like fire investigators to try and figure out the cause of the fire. Obviously, it is now out. We know someone called authorities right after 1 o'clock this morning for help. It took about 50 fire crews in all to get this blaze under control. Again, we're talking four businesses inside the strip mall that includes two restaurants that will be closed, at least for the time being. But as you can imagine, they're not too happy about not getting any business today. For now, we're live in Centennial. Lisa D'Souza, Fox 31.
Thank you, Lisa. Thanks. Somebody left a burner on in one of the restaurants. Oh. Can you imagine that? You go to bed, you got a business going on there in a strip mall in Centennial. And the next thing you know, you get a phone call at 1 o'clock in the morning that your place is on fire and you're shut down. Done.
And you're dealing with damage and all kinds of stuff.
Tough way to start a Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, tomorrow, Arvada, we're coming to see you. Another Woo! BJ and Jamie big old tote bag drop. We're going to do it tomorrow morning at 7:40. We have a location picked out. Arvada, spread the word. spread the word. We're going to be there with free bags. First, I don't know, 75 people or whatever, you'll get a couple of bags for free.
They're going to go fast.
Yeah. Yeah. So our vet has been screaming. I mean, screaming for us to come there.
They really have been. They've been all over our Facebook page.
Screaming. Screaming for us to come there.
I'm excited to go up there. Yeah.
Yeah. Good morning, Jamie.
Well, hi.
How you doing, Pumpkin?
Well, I just want to tell you, I think it's a matter of time before one of us dies in the elevator.
Those things are no joke, the scariest thing
ever.
Like, you're literally taking a risk with your life.
I stepped on it, and I don't feel like I'm that fat, but I stepped on it, and it fell a little.
It bounced a little bit?
I know. It has a lot of give.
It does.
Elevators have a lot of give. Yeah, I don't know if that's okay. And then it opened up before I got to the floor.
Oh,
so I can see the floor coming
out.
I was like, all right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool, those things. The other day.
I feel like it's you know, it's kind of a crapshoot.
Yeah.
It's according to which one you get. Because I got one this morning. I've had the same experience Jamie just experienced, too. But I got one this morning. It was perfect.
It was fine.
It was fine. And then a couple of days ago, remember you and I, we had to walk the stairs.
Yeah, with Spadil.
With Spadil.
Yeah.
I'm not real happy with those elevators.
By the way,
they're crappy.
And I had like 2-inch shoes on, like 2-3-inch shoes on. These two are flying down the stairs. Yeah. I'm like, you guys, I can't walk down these stairs.
Did you hear Spadil's story? The other day when we were getting out, I think on the first floor, about the elevator repair people and how much money they make.
Yeah.
Oh, it's stupid, dude.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
What was it again? A guy found a soda cap?
Yeah,
something?
He said that he found a soda cap on the railing, and it was blocking the elevator from moving,
now,
and it cost him $40,000 to fix just the bottle cap.
He's the repair guy.
Yeah.
Your friend, oh, wait a minute. Yeah. It's one of your friends again.
Yeah, he makes suits and he fixes elevators.
Wait a minute, does this guy exist?
Yeah, yeah, his name's Josh.
You don't have a friend.
No, his name's Josh.
You made all that up, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Josh. You made all that.
Yeah.
Josh with the bottle cap.
Spadil, I fell for that. I've been thinking about that for 2 days.
It really
that
is true.
Outline.
It's because it was an emergency, though. It was in the middle of the night on like a Saturday night, is what he said. And they get to charge extra money. So he literally just picked a bottle cap up off of this railing. The elevator works, cost them $40,000.
Whoa, Josh, go. But Josh, unfortunately, Josh did not get the money the company did, right?
Yeah.
Look, if I'm a company and I get a bill for $40,000 and I found out that the guy was only there for just 30 minutes, I think I'd question that.
He said that the union elevator people, like, it's kind of a racket. Yeah.
Oh, the union.
Union elevator people.
I didn't weigh the union into this. Oh, Josh.
I'm feeling a little uncomfortable because I realize BJ and Jamie are wearing the same hat.
Yeah. The Centennial Gun Club.
I know. I just grabbed it and I was like, I'm looking at, it's like looking in a mirror.
I feel macho when I wear this.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. It does give me an extra level of confidence.
Yeah, I got a gun club hat.
All right, we have to take a break. We'll be right back. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's going to be another hot one today. Near one hunt. Yesterday was hot. I mean,
it was
miserable.
Gross hot.
I was out all afternoon. Well, we had that meeting here, so we were out most of the day yesterday, and it was terrible.
I agree with you.
I hated it. Well, you're going to hate today, too. It's going to be 100 degrees, okay? Fire danger's still high, so yeah, it's all the same. All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, I mentioned the new tote bag drop for tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have it all selected, too.
Oh, nice.
Ready to go. And this time, we're within the city limits of Arvada.
Oh, that's a great... Last time we said we were somewhere and then we were in a different city, but this time we are in fact in Arvada.
Yeah, that was pretty embarrassing last week. For me, anyway. Yeah, I wore that for a week. Thought about it, couldn't sleep. Like, well, BJ, you got one job. You got one job, pick a city and just go to that
just
city.
Go to that city.
Yeah, don't get on the outskirts to another city.
It was close
and claim
enough.
You're there. Yes. Just work it out, man.
Yeah. All right, so we're for sure.
Google.
Okay.
I Google mapped it.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, and it said Arvada.
All right, good.
I was in Arvada last night.
Oh, you were?
Well.
Oh, no.
Is Edgewater, it's right on the cusp, right there, right? Edgewater.
I feel like this is the same thing. North Glen and Thornton.
Sloan's Lake.
Yeah.
I was at Sloan's Lake yesterday.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I loved paddleboard.
No.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't paddleboarding.
This is a great story.
I went to, you know where I went to? I went to that, you know those food halls?
Yep.
I went to one of those last night.
Those are pretty fun. I like those.
Because
everybody gets to pick their own thing.
Yeah, you get a variety.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll leave it there.
Well, no, like the milk market. I like the milk market. Yeah, you know, well, that way you get, everybody gets to pick their own stuff.
And I'm sure they're all different. Uh-huh. The selection last night was not as, well, it was pretty extreme, actually. It wasn't in my wheelhouse, you know?
Gotcha.
I'm a meat and potatoes guy.
Yeah. So you're more a black eyed pea.
Right, right. The Ethiopian booth just didn't draw me last night.
No. Dagnabbit.
I will say this too. It's so expensive and it's everywhere. I'm not picking
on
anybody.
I had a Subway sandwich from Subway.
Okay, there you
go.
My
God.
There you go.
And it was just cheese.
And you see what I'm saying, though.
I do.
It doesn't matter where you go. I'm not picking on Edgewater, the market up there, anybody. But three chicken tenders. $14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Three.
I had a cheese sandwich for $11.
Frog wanted six. Cost me $30.
I know. It's crazy. It is. The food prices are whacked.
Arvada, we're coming
especially
to see you.
Even the grocery store, all of it.
It's
so
insane.
It's so crazy because you're like, I have a little basket even, just a little basket. And it was like $130. I'm like, it's a basket.
You're like, I bought enough food for one meal.
Exactly. It's crazy.
It is. It's out of control. It's just so expensive.
I know.
Oh, well, at least gas is down, right? Jack up food, but gas is down.
Whatever.
Who cares, right? Arvada, we're coming to see you. We'll be there tomorrow. We'll give you details tomorrow morning, the exact location, all that. 7:40, we will be up there with all the bags to give away. Did you watch the Taylor Swift on YouTube?
No, I just saw a couple things. I saw everybody bitching that it had a glitch and it went dark, and then people were yelling at them saying, you didn't put up the next part, and then that's all I saw.
That's all you saw.
Yeah.
I watched basically clips because I didn't get home. Well, I saw on my feed.
Nice.
I didn't see anything online.
Congratulations, Tay-Tay lover.
Yeah. Yeah. Put a little search in.
Yeah. I'm all in now.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the tour.
So how was it?
The clips I saw, she just took over, basically. They just gave her the platform and let her run with it.
Was it all about her album?
It was, no. Actually, only a very small portion at the end was actually about her album. Everything else was just about her and Travis, what they were doing in the off season, what's life like on tour, off tour, what kind of hobby she's getting into.
What are her hobbies?
She's obsessed with baking bread, specifically sourdough bread.
Sourdough bread's really bad for you.
It is.
It really is bad.
No, it is really bad.
No, it could like screw up your hormones.
Yeah.
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 She's
not good for your tummy.
Well, she's not going to be able to have a baby.
No, it's going to be really bad, right?
Apparently does like a whole thing.
Yeah, and a lot of it was that the guys just let her take over. Jason didn't even need to be there. I mean, all he did was just sit and laugh.
Oh.
I mean, that was it. I mean, he didn't really participate that much. They had a camera on him, but it wasn't. I mean, she just basically, it was her and Travis talking about their love life and how they date and where they met and how that first date went and all that.
So did they have 40 million people?
No, they had a million.
Oh. Wait, what?
At any given
time.
Our
guess was what? Like, what'd we all guess?
Anywhere between 40 to 100 million. I think Schmidl said 100 million.
Yeah, I guess 60. I think you said 70.
I said 50.
Yeah, and Schmidl said 100 million.
Yeah.
At any one time, from what I saw, at any one time, people watching as a collective group, it was 1.3 million.
Okay.
Now, you get a lot of views beyond that.
Yeah.
People that go back after, you know, and watch it again. And I think it's up to maybe 8 million now.
8.9.
Okay.
And that's... So, yeah, so. Nowhere near what we thought.
Not what we thought, but yeah, but still, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I guess they had some leaks of the music last night.
I knew that would happen.
Yeah, the leaks. I wonder who leaked it.
What does that mean? Didn't she?
Snippets.
She didn't do it?
No, she didn't.
No.
She revealed the track list, and actually the only collab that's actually on there, which is not Lady Gaga, that we all thought.
Yeah.
It's Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay.
And then she reviewed the track list, and that was about it, though.
Was any of them about Trav?
I feel like a lot of is going to be about Travis because it's her album's based on everything that was going on in the Eras tour. So obviously Travis came in.
She didn't.
During that.
I'm saying, like, did she say like this one was for you, Trav?
No, oh. But there is.
She had one on the album that was called "Please Don't Do GQ." Then he went ahead
what
and did
about
it.
The third track was called Harry Man?
Harry Man. Yeah. My gorilla boyfriend.
Yeah.
There is one about Blake Lively for sure, though.
What's
it
called?
Ruin the Friendship.
Oh, Ruin the Friendship. Yeah. Whoa.
They put up, and they called them leaks, okay? So, I don't know where these came from, but they called them leaks, and they put up like 20 seconds of like four different songs. that are supposed to be on the album.
And who did that?
I don't know. They won't say.
Who's they?
Somebody. There was a. It was various people sharing them on social media. Oh. So where would they grab them from?
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So I don't know who they that originated. Jamie, I went to sleep. Okay. I was so tired. I was tired yesterday. Yeah, yeah. When we had that big meeting.
Do you have a leak? Can I hear a leak?
No, we can get them. They're on my ex right now. Okay. So, Shvedil, did you grab the leaks?
I've been working on the podcast once. Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, the leaks are on there. If you go to my ex, I shared a couple of those just to save the audio for this morning. And I think one of them's 20 seconds and it's only the intro to a song. There's no words yet.
Wow. Are we sure these are real?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I'm wondering.
I haven't seen any leaks.
I haven't either.
Oh.
Yeah. Go check it out. It sounds like her. Could be AI.
These two are saying that they're not real.
Yeah. Here's sounds like her. Could be AI.
But I mean, the thing is, AI can make any song.
You don't know. Yeah. You have no idea. Yeah. I'm just saying that the reports were going out last night that it was all kinds of stuff going on, but not the audience that I thought it would be.
Yeah, it was crazy. Do
That's
you have
pretty,
any?
Crazy.
Can you play a snippet, a little snippet of the podcast?
Yeah, let me go through and you tell me which one really floats your boat.
Okay.
Since you didn't see it, the title.
Okay.
We'll choose it for you. Okay.
Right.
Let's see here. We both fill stadiums.
Oh.
Her and Travis.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All
that's
right.
What. Yeah, yeah. The art. Oh, you're going to love this one.
Yeah.
The art of the Easter egg.
Whoa. That's a good one, too. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's see here. Sourdough obsession.
Oh, that's what you were talking about.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jason jumping out of the suite.
Actually, that's actually a pretty good clip because she describes that when she met Jason for the first time and how crazy it was. Like, she's like, I've never seen a big man fly out of a window like that when he was jumping in between jumping out of the suite and going down and picking up fans and like bringing it to her.
Gotcha. That sounds fun. Let's do that one. Carson's very enthusiastic about this.
I thought it was great. I love Jason. All right,
here we go. Jason jumps out of the damn suite. Here he is.
You're fantastic. Obviously, you know that. And then I swear to God, Jason, you flew through the window at light speed. I've never seen someone so big move so fast.
It's impressive.
It's like, you know, impressive. When you see a cricket and it's here.
Yeah.
And then it's gone. Yeah. And it's 16 feet that way. You're like, did it just jump that way? How did it do that?
And he gets more athletic the more
beers. I mean, it's real.
It was wild.
I really should have played in the NFL drunk. I think it would have been better.
You know what? At this point, I would never argue with that. And all of a sudden, like, you're out there in the snow. You're handing me children through the window. Like,
I was trying to.
That
was
fully
not my best moment.
It was. And like, I think it actually was. And I'm
She's
really
like,
grateful.
Taylor. I was like, you want to see Taylor? I got you. Let's go.
That's only the first one, folks. There's
how many more are there?
12 more.
I mean, it was 2 hours long.
12 more.
That's my favorite one too, Carson.
Well, if you didn't like that one, you're not going to like the other. So I'm just going to give you a heads up on that one.
It was like a cricket.
Have you ever seen a cricket jump?
Oh, come on, Jason, jumping out of a window, the big man.
We'll be right back. Tabloid Trash is coming.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up?
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, well, as you may have heard, Taylor Swift went on a podcast.
When was that?
It was yesterday.
She went on a podcast yesterday?
Wall to wall. Okay. Taylor Swift on the New Heights podcast with Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce. And she, I mean, everybody's really happy about this, I guess, because she told a lot about her life and a lot of people don't know about her life. You know, she keeps some of it secret. So they felt like it was really honest and all this stuff, including what she said about football. She had no clue about football at all. If you want to go to number three.
Number three.
I didn't know what a first down was. I didn't know what the chains were. I didn't know what a tight end was.
I am forever thankful for you diving into the football world wholeheartedly.
Oh my God. I fell in love with it. I became obsessed with it. I became like a person who was running through the halls of my house screaming, "We drafted Xavier Worthy." And my friends are like, "What is, who body snatched you? What do you mean we drafted Xavier Worthy?"
I forget where I was, but you were the first person to tell me that.
No,
we
I was screeching.
You know, I wish my wife would dive into the football world.
Yeah, that
would make life so much easier in my house.
Yeah.
So I kind of get what Travis is saying there, because that's what he does for a living, obviously. So she dove in. But my wife, I don't think she knows what a first down is.
Why don't you tell your wife, "Hey, Tay-Tay is a big football fan. She dove into it. You should be like Tay-Tay."
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, she might do it.
Yeah. I'm going to write it down.
Be like Tay-Tay.
Be like Tay-Tay. Got it, right here.
Taylor also talks about how her and Travis Kelce have so much in common. Number 10.
10?
Yes.
On paper, like, we actually kind of have a very similar job. Like, our job is to entertain people for 3+ hours in NFL stadiums. And it's like,
it's
called a dressing room. When Travis is there, it's called a locker room.
Yep.
For me,
yep,
it's called a rehearsal. For him, it's called a practice. For him, it's called his coach. For me, it's my mom.
Yeah.
So there will be times for like game versus show, right? I'll be like, "Baby, how was the show?" "Game." Yeah. "How was the rehearsal?" "The practice."
Yeah.
You know, field, stage, they're the same thing. We just call them different things.
Yeah, I can't relate to that. I don't fill up stadiums. I don't know. I don't know about that one.
She talks about your favorite thing.
What's that?
The Easter egg.
Okay, yes. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, because,
okay,
you know, you love like Easter eggs.
I can't stand the term, folks. You know, there's some of these terms that come out that just... A, I get what it means, But it's just like, why not just say that you put a plant back there for a clue or something? You got to call it an Easter egg.
Wants it to be called a clue, not an Easter egg.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Here's number 8.
What is the art of the Easter egg?
The art of the Easter egg is there's do's and don'ts, right? Like, I'm never going to plant an Easter egg that ties back to my personal life. It's always going to be towards music or a musical, something I'm coming up with, something I have coming up, a plan I have coming together, something that you don't know I'm saying for a specific reason that you'll hear later and you'll go back and be like, oh my God. Like, I think my favorite one of those was I was given an honorary doctorate from NYU and I made the commencement speech. On. And I put so many lyrical Easter eggs in that speech that when the Midnight's album came out.
You know, I had an Easter egg once, now that I think about it. Remember that picture that I posted that time with that hemorrhoid cream in the background?
Yeah.
I did the Easter egg once. Remember that?
Yeah, Preparation H. That was a really good one.
I put that picture up. I didn't realize it. Jamie calls me up. She literally called. I pick up. Hey, BJ, take that picture down. You got hemorrhoid cream in the picture.
I did say
that.
That
was my Easter egg.
What was going on in your life?
Who knew, man? You topped her with your Easter egg. Yeah, that's pretty fantastic. All right, well, you get the gist of the podcast, right, everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, Spadil is dying to talk, okay?
Okay, all right.
Because he told me this morning that he's a huge Swiftie fan now. He watched the entire thing start to finish, and he absolutely loved it.
Okay.
And I feel like, just to be fair, Jamie, and I think you agree with me, just to be fair, I'd like to give him a few seconds to him just to vent on how in love he is with Taylor Swift.
Okay,
right now.
Go ahead.
All right.
Oh, well, I was just surprised by how like normal of a person she seemed, because she's just like this super megastar, and I don't know like what I was gonna think about her, but she was actually just really cool. Like, she seemed like you just hang out and get a beer with her, and it'd be a good time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Do you think she'd ever let you talk?
Yeah, why? What do you mean?
I don't know. She hogged the microphone pretty much.
Travis barely got a word in.
But
I will say, it was cool to see her, like, cussing.
Yeah, she actually uses a lot of curse words. I was kind of surprised by that.
That's hot.
Well, not hot, but I just didn't think that she would be so, like, foul-mouthed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the part where Travis gushes over Taylor, number 6.
Never just been so engulfed in the curiosity of who you were.
One of the best things
about that last statement is you didn't even know what the word engulfed meant before, like, you met Taylor. Like, this is, you've broadened your horizon so much.
We're the perfect, I'm telling you. It's so, she makes me so much better.
Thank you for saying that.
But it's like, you see you on the stage and you see how crazy you can get an entire stadium going, and then I get you in a room and it's like, I've known you forever. It's like, it was just the easiest conversation I ever had, and it was just so much fun that it just knocked my socks off, from what they say.
All right, they're in love.
No. If you listen to that,
they're not in love.
If you listen to that, he's in love with her star.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't catch that.
Yeah. If you actually listen to that, he's in love with Taylor Swift.
He got caught up in the Eras Tour.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he's talking about. I've known you forever because he was a fan of hers.
Yeah.
You didn't know her forever. And then when we were backstage and just listen to it again, okay?
Sorry, I missed it.
And listen to him talk to her as if she's Taylor Swift, the celebrity.
Yeah, okay. I'd never just been so engulfed in the curiosity of who you were.
Weird.
Look at this.
One of the best
things about that last statement is you didn't even know what the word engulfed meant before, like, you met Taylor. Like, this is, you've broadened your horizon so much.
We're the perfect, I'm telling you. She makes me so much better.
Thank you for saying that.
But it's like, you see you on the stage and you see how crazy you can get an entire stadium going, and then I get you in a room and it's like, I've known you forever. It's like, it was just the easiest conversation I ever had, and it was just so much fun that it just knocked my socks off, from what they say.
You hear it a little bit?
Yeah, I hear it.
Do you hear it?
I hear it.
Do you hear it?
Hmm.
I'm in love with Taylor Swift.
I bet she's the first one to buy the new album.
Oh, we already pre-ordered it.
No, I'm just saying. Just, I'll bet you he'll be the first one. He's such a fan.
Oh my God. All right. Anyway, should we move on?
I will say this. I know we mentioned it earlier in the show, but I am shocked. I am shocked at the low numbers. I really am. Because at one given time, the max they had on YouTube was 1.3 million people. And I thought for sure it would be at least 50 million.
Yeah,
I was really surprised.
Unless they just didn't promote it overseas.
I don't know, but yeah, this is more... I was a little underwhelmed
with the people.
Maybe it was available in the United States.
No, YouTube, you would think. I mean, you could pick us up right now.
I know, but you know how in Europe they don't even know about New Heights. Honestly,
I don't know.
Yeah, so maybe.
But I am shocked by those numbers.
Kind of crazy. Yeah. Anyway, just so you guys know, in case you wanted to know, The Life of a Showgirl will drop on October 3rd.
Can't wait.
I know you're excited. Woo! You're excited. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tabloid Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
No, nothing really matched for us either, Jamie.
Oh man.
Yeah, big loser with a Powerball last night. Now, don't give up on it. Don't get me wrong. We love the lottery. Okay.
Well, I'm glad that it didn't hit because I forgot to buy tickets.
Same.
You didn't buy tickets?
Uh-uh. I forgot.
Lost my butt.
What were the numbers?
4, 11, 40, 44, 50, and then 4 for the Powerball.
Oh, you guys and your whole, they always have runs. They always have, they have runs. Not the runs, but
sequences.
Like, sequences is a better word. Yes, correct.
Well, they will when there's a winner.
Well, gotcha. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Great logic. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When there's a winner, there will be a sequence.
Okay.
Trust me.
All right. Got it.
Okay. We'll get back to this when it happens. What is it? 556? Is that right?
Yeah.
565.
That's a lot of money. A lot of money. Next drawing's not till Saturday, I think, right?
Correct. Saturday. Yep.
Do you see where Rocky, the mascot, is suing the Denver Nuggets?
Yeah, and I didn't know that his dad was the longstanding Rocky.
For 30 years.
Yeah. I'm learning a lot about Rocky.
I am too. And who are they?
Cronky.
Cronky.
Yeah, Rocky went in for surgery. Now, this is a former Rocky. This is not the current one, okay? But he went in for surgery for a couple of hip replacements. And when he got back to work, they said, "Hey, bub, I'm not sure you could do what you used to do."
And he said he could do everything, exactly everything.
He said doctors cleared him. He can do anything he wants. All right, here's the story, and we'll go from there.
So a little while ago, everyone's talking about how the Apple Watch.
Whoa.
What is that?
But they'll move the audio again. Here he goes. Yeah.
Drake Solomon has been pretty quiet this last year, not because he's a professional mascot, and that's what mascots do. Solomon's been quiet since he lost his job as a professional mascot.
Like saying bye to my family, it was like Rocky was always like a second dad to me, diagnosed with AVN or avascular necrosis. That's when you're not getting enough blood flow to your legs and your bones and your femur start deteriorating.
He had surgery in March of 2023. It didn't hold.
I remember being out on the court, throwing my half-court shot, with tears coming down my eyes, just in such pain. I decided to go get checked out again, and doctors said that my femoral heads have collapsed. So my bones collapsed.
In April of 2024, he had a double hip replacement. That's when he said his bosses at Cronky Sports and Entertainment suddenly changed their tune.
Made the decision right before my surgery that we were going to hold open tryouts for the Rocky position, which was pretty devastating to hear.
Drake says he came back early from that surgery, feeling great. He could do it all again. But he says his bosses went through with those tryouts anyway.
And they just pulled me in their office one day and decide they're going to take things in a different direction.
Kind of see both sides.
Yeah, well, I don't. Because Colorado has, what's the law? They called it something.
Well, you can't discriminate.
Right to work.
Yeah.
No, it was something.
No, it's a discrimination law.
It said something. It was in the news story. It's some special law about, if you're injured or whatever.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
But I see it both ways. Okay, Rocky was making,
they protect your job if you are on medical leave.
All right, let me
your
ask
job
you.
Job is protected.
Let me ask you a question, okay? Let's say that BJ decided to go out and get some really supersized teeth.
Okay.
And put them in my mouth, okay, since we talk for a living, okay? And then I come back sounding like your impression of Fire Marshal Bill.
Right, but that's not the same thing. It'd be like this. Let me give you a better
example. Oh, you got to be.
Yeah.
All right, I've been thinking about this. Could you tell? Could you tell with my little
let's
synopsis?
Let's say you've got a nodule on your vocal cords.
A
nodule on your vocal cords.
That doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't.
And then you had to go and get surgery to have it taken off.
Right.
Right? And you were going to be just fine. Your job would be protected.
Okay.
Under Colorado law, it's some medical thing.
It's okay. A medical leave.
All right. Yeah, because you went on medical leave.
Okay.
Act.
Okay. Yeah. So they can't throw me to the side just because I come back and I sound like Bill Clinton.
Well, no, because you came back the same, and that's what he's saying. He came back the same.
Yeah, but two hip replacements. You think he could be the same?
I don't know.
I mean, they're paying the guy $600,000 a year. They say
they didn't even give him a shot to be the same.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
it's not like he showed up to one day and couldn't do the half court shot.
Right, they didn't even let him try to be the same. They just got rid of him.
Look, I'm just bringing up both sides. Okay, trust me, in my head, I hope Rocky sticks it to him.
Right,
sticks it to Kroenke. Okay, I got no problem with that.
Well, especially since he's the heir to Rocky. So if you don't know this, his father, this guy that got fired for having hip replacements, his father was Rocky for 30 years. He grew up on the court. It's all he knows, really. Yeah. And then he got to fill his dad's footsteps, right, or walk in his dad's. I mean, what a great story. And then they fire him. Yeah. It's got to be devastating, even to his dad.
Yeah,
the whole family.
Yeah, well.
It's kind of a jerk move, in my opinion.
Did you ever hear how much they were suing for? Because from what I understand, he makes hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
It doesn't say in the news story. And I haven't seen any figures of how much he's suing for.
Yeah, so.
You got to figure it's millions.
Well, hey, you know what? He should get it. And Kroenke has the money, so give it to him.
Give it to him, Kroenke. Stick it to the Kroenke. I'm all for that.
Actually. I am too.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Even if Rocky was wrong, I'd still be on his side.
I know.
I would.
Enough.
BJ and Jamie.
The announcement of where we will be with the tote bags at this time tomorrow morning. All right, Arvada. That's where we're coming. As we mentioned a few minutes ago, no winner in the Powerball. So forget about that. No winner. Hot today, 100 degrees. Fire danger still there.
It was hot yesterday.
Jeez, was it burning up?
Yep.
You know, yesterday. Now I know that my vehicle's probably off. I get it. Okay. I got in my vehicle, and it said my vehicle was 109 degrees.
Oh, wow. Whew. You must have been right in the sun, huh?
Oh, man.
Sitting there?
I guess.
Wow.
I guess. I had to go to tutoring yesterday. I'm concerned about tutoring, all right? Can I mention this real quick here?
Okay, yeah.
For the last 3 weeks at tutoring, Frog has been reading The Titanic. That one doesn't end good. It doesn't end very well at all, okay? And mm-hmm. He's acknowledged that with me, right? So I'm like, woo, that's kind of heavy for a 7-year-old, I thought, okay? Right. Then I go pick him up yesterday. Well, I'm there already. I'm waiting. And I find out they started a new project, the Hindenburg.
Oh, wow.
And I've started to question.
This is really some upbeat stuff, isn't it?
Well, Jamie, do you see what I'm saying?
I do. It's like, okay, what's next?
What are we going to go? We going to World War II next? Yeah. What are we going to here?
Man.
But I'm a little concerned.
Yeah.
It's just on my mind.
It's next.
Movie day is Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah. Wow.
Charlie Sheen. I don't know what to make of this new documentary that's coming out.
They're saying it's great. I was just reading the reviews. Yeah. So Charlie Sheen has a new documentary, and they say he is the so honest and so raw and so real because he has nothing to lose. Like, he doesn't care. So he is putting it all out there.
Yeah, I saw that. You think that's true? You think he's going to, or that's just a tease?
Well, I don't know. It's from Newsweek.
All right, I got the audio here. This is the trailer that came out yesterday. We'll speak more on it once we hear this, but here we go.
How do I present this with any class?
I think we're past that, Charlie.
We're past that, yeah. When you got a lot of shame about a lot of stuff, shame is suffocating. I lit the fuse, you know, and my life turns into everything it wasn't supposed to be. There's only one person alive that has the answers to so many people's questions about me.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
You wanted to like him because he was lovable, brilliant, handsome, charming, and smart.
And the whole world goes, he's the guy. Imagine what that did to my head.
Charlie was in your face, too, with it. Was
well, yeah, and that's a shame, too, because we all loved him on 2.5 Men. He was a great actor in all of those different movies. And then all of a sudden, he just went off the rails. I mean, it was really kind of tragic to watch. Remember, all his teeth were missing.
He made it so public, too. He posted, I mean, he would post stuff that you'd want to hide from everybody. And Charlie didn't care. He threw it out there. We were all like, oh my God, Charlie, slow down.
I was in LA when all this was going down. So KTLA, the local news station, they would literally go, he would invite them over to his house while he was off the rails, and they would do interviews with him.
Yeah.
Just right there live in the morning. And
wow. Remember, Tiger Blood.
It was insane.
He was nuts. Now, I'll give you an example. When we talk about Justin Bieber, we're all speculating something's going on. When you look at the before and after picture right. that we talked about yesterday. But Justin Bieber, every now and then, he'll have a picture with a bong in it. Okay, let's say that. But we'll all speculate because he doesn't put it in your face. He makes you guess a little bit. Charlie didn't make you guess at all. Charlie was doing like cocaine lines on a table on TV. He didn't care.
He did a tour. Remember when he was on tour? Remember? Do you guys remember?
I forgot
that?
About
that.
Yeah,
that was Tiger Blood.
Yeah, it was a tour. I was like, okay.
So you got to figure with that attitude that he had then that this documentary is going to be in your face. He's not going to hold back on this thing.
Yeah, and then, I mean, just the whole thing, he ruined his whole life, though.
And everybody around him, from Brooke Mueller to what's the other wife?
Denise.
They're all in this. They're all talking about what it was like being around him at that time.
They even bring in his old drug dealers, and they start talking about like his drug use. Yeah, there's one guy who's like, yeah, dude, when he said he was smoking 7 gram crack rocks, he was smoking 7 gram crack rocks.
I don't even know what that means.
That's a lot.
We're just going to, that's out there.
It's out there.
Like grams. Let me think about it. well, you know, and the funny part is, remember a long time ago, I told you that George Maloof, who owned the Palms, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. We're just talking. He goes, you're not going to believe this. There is an A-list celebrity, and he is in his room, and down the hall, there are 12 hookers waiting to go into the room.
Shut up. Just lined up.
And the thing with Charlie is, we knew that side of him, the women. We knew that side of him when he was doing 2.5 Men. Well, if you remember, that story was out there then, but then he went off the rails. Then he went into the heavy stuff.
I feel like it all went together, actually, but it was, woo, and we just watched him, and it was like entertaining, but it was really tragic, to be honest
Sad
with you.
At the same time.
Yeah, especially when his teeth were gone.
No, but it was great content for the show. I loved it. I loved it. Charlie was out there,
he
man.
He was out there.
And we didn't know if he was coming back.
No.
I mean, he was to the point of like, okay, he's going to die. There's no doubt about it, you know. But he's cleaned it up, right?
From what I understand. I don't know anything. I mean,
he looks good.
I can't tell you the last time I saw him.
I saw him on the Denise Richards show that she has a reality show, and I mean he's got like a weird tick going on and stuff. Yeah. But that's gonna happen with drugs.
Well, he's 7 grams.
He's in this trailer.
He had a facelift too.
He's in this trailer and he looks great. He looks great in the trailer. He looks like he's cleaned it up. But he's willing to talk about it. This thing is released on Netflix. It's on Netflix, released, I think, on September 10th, okay? So if you want to see the Charlie Sheen, I think it's going to be crazy.
It looks nuts. It does. Especially look nuts. It's so honest, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
It's Charlie. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, BJ and Jamie Morning Show, first of all, live everywhere on the Odyssey app. Put it on your phone. I feel like we're caught in the middle this morning.
What,
do we talk about Taylor? Do we not talk about Taylor? I don't know what to do.
I agree with you because it's weird because people get mad if we have an opinion about it. And then people, I don't know. Yeah, it's a middle ground. Yeah.
It's the number one story in entertainment. Let's go with that, okay? It's the only one, the biggest story out there, entertainment world. She was on that podcast with those Kelce boys last night. One being her boyfriend, and the audio is everywhere, and people are talking
about
it.
How about this? I have an idea.
What?
Why don't we, because, you know, obviously we're skewed a little bit, right?
Yes, we are. Well, you could tell by the numbers that we predicted yesterday that we're skewed big time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, our opinion about her, too, is a little.
Yeah, everything's skewed.
We're all jacked up. Anyway, why don't we ask people to text us their opinion on how it went? Like,
okay.
did they love it? Did they hate it? You know, what did they think of it?
Did anything change about their opions of either Travis, Jason,
or do you not just give a crap at all?
Or that.
Yeah.
I mean, just fill out whatever your opinion
then we'll
is.
We'll read some of them.
Okay, that'll
be perfect. Because you and I have done our opinions this morning.
Yeah.
Carson and Spadil loved it. They thought it was just outstanding.
Yeah, I liked
the whole thing.
Actually.
Liked it a lot.
It just humanized it. I mean, I'm a big fan of Jason, but Taylor, actually, I was really shocked about how much of a human and outgoing she really is.
And for me, my takeaway was that Travis Kelce is in love with Taylor Swift, the star.
Yes.
That's really what my only
takeaway. He's kind of infatuated with the thought of it.
With her being on stage. You know, like, I don't know if you've ever dated somebody that you didn't really like that much, but what they did turned you on more than them.
Right.
Like, for example, when my husband would come home in that white coat or scrubs, right?
Yeah.
That was hot.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I got you.
Yeah. So what they do for a living makes them hotter than, you know, them just being.
And for me, if I had the choice of watching this today, go back and watch what happened last night, or a dentist appointment, I'd go to the dentist. Okay?
Right. That's
everybody's BJ's opinion. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with anybody's opinion, you know?
Exactly.
And if you love Taylor Swift, Jamie and I don't care. No, you go for it. Enjoy.
Exactly.
You know, have a great time.
Whatever brings you joy, do it.
Right. So text
as long as it's legal.
We're going to play a song. We'll play a song. And we'll come back and read some of these, okay?
That's perfect. What's our text number?
I don't know.
303-222-5423.
Why do they take that away?
I don't know, but I just found it. We have a thing in here that tells us what our text number is. We don't know. We've been only 20 years saying
it. We really don't. Yeah, 303-222-5423. Yeah. Okay, great.
All right, text us. What did you think, or do you even care? I'd like to know, because we just don't know where to go this morning. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday. Going to be 100 degrees today. Man, it's going to be hot. Hot.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, should I read some of these?
Sure.
The take on the podcast last night with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I was not sold on Travis until last night's podcast. I love him now. He's green flags. I'm rooting for love because I'm not a miserable, crusty a-hole.
Rooting for love.
Because I'm not a miserable, crusty a-hole.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Is that directed at somebody on the show? Don't say that about Carson.
Oh, my God.
That is wrong.
I'm going to use that for people. I like that. Miserable, crusty a-hole.
Crusty, the crusty part.
The crusty part is great. I like that. Yeah. Crusty a-hole. I'm going to use that against one of my friends.
That's my favorite character on The Simpsons, Krusty the Clown.
Oh, my God. Let's see here. It's some people didn't care about it at all. Some people loved it. My husband even loved it, and he's not a Swifty fan. Somebody says, I don't care about it. Some people say, can you not talk about it today? I'm going to listen to somebody else. Let's see here. Some people loved it, and I love it, and they are smitten with each other, the way they look at one another. I'm jealous. What else? I'm trying to read them all.
So your husband loved it? Why don't you give us his name so we can put it on the air? I'm sure his friends would like to congratulate him.
Who cares? She's so overrated. Talk about something else, please. Taylor Swift fans are like a cult. I'm over it. Okay, that's not nice, right? Let's see here. I don't think, Jamie, you're right. I don't think he just loves her as a star. He talked a lot about her quirks that he loves. Okay, that was just my opinion.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What else? Oh, there's some people are mad at you.
I don't care one way or the other on Taylor Swift. You know, take it or give it. I don't think about it that much. I'm a football fan, and I hope Travis Kelce has a horrible season. I don't want him to get hurt. I'm not, you know, putting that on anybody. But I wouldn't mind seeing him, like, on Monday Night Football poop his pants and be embarrassed.
I want the Chiefs to go
down. That would be kind of cool. That would be cool to see him poop his pants Monday Night Football and everybody laugh at him. Hey. Is that crusty?
Yeah.
Was that being crusty?
I love Taylor Swift. I hate BJ. What an idiot.
Whoa. Whoa. That's my wife's number.
I was genuinely surprised. I thought it would be overrated, but I feel as if, as a viewer, I got to see more of a human side of Taylor. She was very... these are hard to read because they all split up. Something good.
100% agree with that, though.
Yeah. So, it's all split. You've got some that love it.
I feel like more love it than hate it.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I do feel like
and more power to you if you love it.
Okay? I feel like more, just based on text, I'm feeling like more people loved it. And more people started to love Travis more.
Yeah, and our dilemma this morning is how much do you want to hear about it? And it's hard to gauge.
Yeah, true story.
It's really tough for us to figure that out.
Somebody said, I have no idea what you're talking about. Well, then you live under a rock, dummy. Yeah.
Do you even have a phone?
Taylor Swift can suck BJ's, you know what?
It's not an offer that you could make.
BJ, you're right.
That's not for you to decide. Right,
exactly.
Yeah.
BJ, I usually love you, but leave Travis alone.
Travis blows. Hope he poops his pants on Monday Night Football.
Now, just remember, BJ's seeing this as a football fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
go Broncos.
Yeah. So that's where he's.
I don't like the Chiefs.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want Patrick Mahomes to do bad. I want all of them to do bad.
Right.
I want to win.
So that's not against Taylor or Travis. You know, it's a football thing.
Chiefs blow. I know that sounds crusty. I'm sorry.
It's crusty. Miserable crusty. What was it? Miserable crusty a-hole. We forgot the a-hole. Okay. Anyway.
Oh boy.
Let's see here. Why don't we talk about how much Tay-Tay loves Travis. Number two
it is.
I didn't know what a first down was. I didn't know the chains were. I didn't know what a tight end was. He's just a vibe booster in everyone's life that he's in. He's like a human exclamation point. Like, you know, he's like when you take a picture on your phone and you put the, like, you push the enhance color button.
Yeah.
That's like what you do to everyone's life.
That's why when I text, I'm always exclamations.
I use so many more exclamation points now. But I think it was just like, you're so non-judgmental about people. And you were not judgmental about the fact that I knew nothing about the world you were in.
It was the best.
You were nice. You were so nice.
I got a clean slate.
You were like, thank you.
She doesn't know any of my bad stuff.
Are you kidding me?
Aw, isn't that sweet?
I'm not going to comment because I'm going to sound like a crusty a-hole. But I don't want to go there.
Miserable crusty a-hole.
Oh, miserable. I got to write it
down. Yeah, there's three of them.
I can't remember.
Miserable crusty a-hole. Yeah, an MCA. All right, and then here's what Taylor says about, let's hear. No, here's what Travis says about Taylor, number six.
Yeah, I'd never just been so engulfed in the curiosity of who you were.
Look at this.
One of the best
things about that last statement is you didn't even know what the word engulfed meant before, like, you met Taylor. Like, this is, you've broadened your horizon so much.
We're the perfect, I'm telling you. She makes me so much better.
Thank you for saying that.
But it's like you see you on the stage and you see how crazy you can get an entire stadium going.
Oh my God,
and then
stop breathing
I
like
get
that.
You in a room and it's like, I've known you forever. It's like, it was just the easiest conversation I ever had. And it was just so much fun that it just knocked my socks off, from what they say.
Oh, socks
are knocked off.
She knocked his socks off. Isn't that nice?
Spado, you watched the entire thing.
Dude, I really actually enjoyed it too. Because it just felt like super candid and like you were like kind of hanging out with him.
Here's Taylor talking about how Travis uses his podcast as a dating app. Number one.
This dude didn't get a meet and greet. He's making it everyone's problem. That's what I thought at first. And then
to Arrowhead, I get to meet you. That's the perk of playing for the Chiefs.
You realize he didn't even reach out to our management. I was like, when this podcast came out, did he ever reach out to be like in the tents or did we know he was in the building? He came with Pat. And he thought that because he knows the elevator lady that he could talk to her about just getting down to my
That's how it works.
Yeah.
You just go.
And I got denied.
That's how it works in 1973.
Ooh, she just called Jason old.
Yeah. I couldn't follow that one.
That he didn't go through the right steps to try to meet her. Instead, he used his podcast to like talk how sad he was about not being able to meet her, that she didn't do a meet and greet. And so she's like, well, you didn't go the right, you know, through the right channel.
And then every one of her friends was pressuring her to meet him. Like, he's such a great guy. Right. You should give him a chance.
So he begged.
Yes.
For the most part.
Yeah.
He begged.
Yeah.
But it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
Groveled.
Look how cute I are, though.
Then got his socks knocked off. Is that crazy?
Can I tell you, I'm just going to be honest about real. Don't get mad at me, people. It's just my opinion, okay? This is so, like, I have to walk on eggshells with you lovers of the Tay.
I feel like I'm going to like this.
I actually feel sorry for Taylor Swift.
Why? She's a billionaire.
Why?
Because that hairy body is so nasty, man. It's like she has to crawl in with that hairball. I mean, did you see the GQ pictures? Does he even get sun to his actual skin? He's so hairy. It's so, like, if you rubbed his, you'd lose your hand in there if you rubbed his chest.
It's funny that you talk about that because when she was talking about making her sourdough bread and all the bread that she makes, he was making some and he got his hair in the sourdough bread. And then she got cat hair in his. So it's just a hair mess all around.
They got cat hair in there.
Cat hair in the sourdough bread. Travis hair in the sourdough bread.
Listen, so, you know, Fancy Pants had like a hairy chest and I liked that part, but it didn't go all over his belly.
You're sounding like an MCA.
Maybe I am.
A miserable crusty a-hole.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tell me, Josh.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Arvada. We're coming to see you. We will be there tomorrow. Details coming up next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. A scorcher. A scorcher today. 100 for a high. Could be a record breaker. In fact, fire danger extremely high.
Yeah, very high.
Still
be careful.
Burning all over the western part of the state, right?
Yep, it is. And I guess another one popped up. No, Polis gave federal aid to another place in Colorado. I don't know. It's wow. All for fires. Remember how he just did it with the other one, with the Meeker fire?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Emergency aid?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the bottom line is just be careful, man. Because it's dry, really dry. All right, tomorrow we're going to be in Arvada. We have the BJ and Jamie tote bags, giving them away for free, probably 150 bags or so. First group of people to show up, you get the bags. It's that easy. We will announce it tomorrow at 7:10. The boys will be there at 7:40 tomorrow morning. Arvada, just letting you know, giving you the heads up.
And this is the last one.
No, probably not, Jamie. The demand is unbelievable right now.
So that's why we should keep it in demand, making this the last one. You know how, like, if everybody can't get one, then it's, like, more valuable, right?
It's exclusive.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So this will be the last one.
I just think it's really cool bag, and I think everybody wants one, and I think we just have a civic duty to be out there passing out the bags for free.
Although, if you keep in mind, our CEO flew into town, and she was given one, and she goes, what am I supposed to do with this?
Well, she probably has somebody that grocery shops for her.
Maybe
so she doesn't know what the bag is all about. Yeah, you know what I mean?
All right, yeah.
There are people out there that want these bags badly. They want them.
All right. So this is the last one.
No, I wouldn't say it's the last one. I will give you this, okay? Let's see how it goes. If there are no shows.
Okay. Well, yeah, but you're going to, if there's one person, you're going to be like, well, we got to keep on going.
Yes. I agree with that. Because that's considered a demand. A demand.
Gotcha.
Arvada will be there tomorrow.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show podcast up on the Odyssey app later today after the show. If you miss anything, also we're there live as we speak. I got a public service announcement I'd like to do.
Oh, okay.
And that's because of school starting.
Yeah.
And so yesterday I'm out. We left here, went home, had to run a couple of errands in the afternoon around 3-4 o'clock. Saw 4 different cars pulled over in school zones.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
The lights are on, man. You got to slow down.
You know what, who I feel sorry for are the new freshmen. What? Do you remember being a new freshman going into that high school?
I was absolutely terrified.
Yeah, so that's what's going on with one of my friends right now. She has a freshman going in, and her son has so much anxiety about it, and I'm like, dude, I screwed up my first freshman year so bad. Like, I couldn't find, back then they had lockers. I could not find my locker for some reason. And they told me like where it was and I couldn't find that hall and I dressed like a hooker. It was just horrible.
Oh, man. The hooker part probably saved you.
I don't know. Like, I looked so stupid because I was from a little town and we were a feeder school. So I'd never been to that gigantic high school. I was from a little bitty town.
Yes, and terrified.
So, it is terrifying. And so I dressed up because I thought that's what you do. So I dressed up like a hooker and all these other people are just dressed down. And I'm like, I look so stupid. Yeah. It was so embarrassing. Oh, my God.
another public service announcement. If you're going into a new school, don't dress as a hooker.
Don't dress as a hooker. Yeah. Dress down.
The show has you covered, man.
Well, because the thing is, with feeder schools, everybody has their own way that you you know how it rolls, right? At your feeder school. Mm-hmm. Well, then you don't know how high school, when they all come together, the bigger feeder schools kind of dominate, right? So you have to kind of dress like them. And you're like, wait, you're grunge? Oh, my God, I don't know how to do grunge. You know,
there's a lot of unspoken rules yeah. when it comes to, like, going into high school
exactly.
and kind of fitting
so
in.
Scary.
And the competition just in dressing alone.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not even your first day or first week.
Yeah.
That's throughout the school year and how competitive that is and how judgmental it is.
And how heavy your backpack is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that should be illegal. Like, those backpacks. I mean, I pick up my kid's backpack. Yep. I'd be like, how are you walking around with this thing?
Yeah. Seriously, the books.
It's so heavy.
It was wild.
I know, just being out yesterday, you could really tell by just the vibe. You can just tell that school's back in.
Yeah.
You see the school buses. I saw all these kids walking down the sidewalk yesterday.
But it's so interesting how, like, some kids have a great high school experience, and some kids just have the, I mean, it's literally like mental anguish.
I hated high school so yeah. much.
Did you?
Yeah. I didn't finish it. I went to college, but yeah. like, yeah.
And it, was it because you didn't fit in? Or
not at all. No. Yeah. I had like 3 friends, and then it was just, it was never fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that brought things down, didn't it?
And it did.
Miserable. Didn't yeah. even finish it. I just
quit. Can I make you feel better?
Yeah.
My girlfriend's son, his first freshman day,
yeah.
he got put in a trash can.
Oh, see, I at least didn't have to deal with that. Yeah.
And I got thrown in a locker.
Oh, really?
And did they shut
it? Oh, absolutely. 100%. I didn't get out. I missed my first class.
Carson, you just admitted you fit the locker.
I was a tiny kid. What can I say? I'm still tiny.
What? You fit the locker?
Soaking wet. I was like, I don't know, 115 pounds probably going to freshman year.
When I was a freshman, I don't think I fit my locker. Trash can, yeah.
And that's the other embarrassing thing. Remember gym? You had to change clothes in front of everybody?
Yeah.
In the locker room for the first time.
Showers. Showers.
Yeah. We didn't take showers, but we had to change clothes
well,
in front
I
of
Well, I played
everybody.
Sports, so yeah, you took showers.
Well, I meant just for gym class, though. Yeah. It was like, oh, you didn't see those girls with their gigantic boobs. You'd just be like, oh, man, I don't have a rack like hers.
What school was that?
Heron High School.
Oh, Heron High School.
Heron High School. Yeah.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Thursday, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
So yesterday, a study came out saying 54% of Americans drink alcohol.
Yeah.
Is that high?
It's gone down. Well, no, the whole thing was, hold on, I pulled it. It was the whole thing that no, alcohol is no, it's not cool anymore. Nobody's drinking
it. Oh, it's not?
It.
It's not cool?
No, it's not cool at all. Hold on.
Kidding.
I didn't know where to do
I've got the story.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, let me play the audio, then we'll go from there. Okay, here we go.
Want to grab drinks after work? Well, you're more likely to hear no than ever. Americans are drinking less than they have in decades, and here's why. So a new Gallup poll finds that only 54% of U.S. adults say they drink alcohol. That's the lowest level in decades. So Gallup's been tracking this since 1939, and for the most of the time, at least 60% of Americans said they drank. The new 54% is the lowest since the question was first asked in 1939. So what's happening? More people, especially young adults, are rethinking alcohol entirely. A record 53% of adults now say even moderate drinking is bad for your health. That's nearly double what it was in 2015. There's been a major shift in how we talk about alcohol and health. For years, moderate drinking, like a glass of wine, was thought to be
all right,
good
well, you
for-
get it. You get
yeah,
it.
It's,
all right,
it's
way down.
It's literally not even cool in college.
It's not cool.
Well, at least at my kids' college.
Binge drinking and
all that. Like, you know.
Because the frat party was all about the booze,
I don't
right?
even think my son knows what a beer bong is. Remember those?
Wow.
Yeah, because they just don't, it's just not their thing.
He probably knows.
A beer bong? I don't know if they do those anymore. You know that big thing? It's that big funnel?
Yeah.
If they don't do that in college anymore, I'm really disappointed.
Or what about a keg stand?
Keg stands, yeah.
I don't
classic.
Even,
you don't think he knows any of that?
I don't think he, I mean, he would have told me, but no. I mean, he did shrooms. He did do that, but
according to the report, it's.
I mean, if my kid told me that he's done shrooms, he'd tell me they. So
well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. That's way down then, because people are looking at their health a little bit more, I guess.
Yeah, in fact, he's like, you really shouldn't drink that stuff. I mean, it's just it'll rot your brain. And then also, they're really cognizant of sugar now. They also like the kids these days. Yeah. They don't like alcohol. They don't like sugar.
Gen Zers are like a different breed.
They are so healthy. It's weird.
Yeah, I loved them both. A lot.
Hey, try having the White Claw. You get both.
I loved them a lot, JB. A lot.
I know you did. Yeah, well,
that's good news.
It is good.
I mean, the first time, what was it? They said 90 years? Yeah, 90 years of stats. That's the lowest number for Americans. 54%.
The only bad news is Tennessee.
Tennessee, what about Tennessee?
Two whiskey companies, big whiskey companies, have gone out of business.
No kidding.
Because people aren't drinking.
Mm-hmm. Not drinking the Tennessee whiskey?
Yeah, not anymore.
No kidding.
Yeah, so they went out of
business.
They're
not drinking enough.
Folks, pick it up out there. Come on. What the hell's going on? Right? You're killing my hometown businesses.
Exactly.
Drink more whiskey. Let's go. Guzzle, guzzle, guzzle.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, man. This music. Woo! Football is back. Football's going to be back this weekend. Broncos play Arizona at the stadium here
at home.
Did
you see Shador got hurt?
I did.
Yeah.
Carted him off, didn't they?
Yep, they sure did. Yep. Yep. But the Broncos are in full action,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, full action this weekend. I have a trivia question for you, okay?
Yeah, sure.
It's football. It's a football trivia question, okay?
All right.
If you wanted to watch, now let me explain this to you. If you wanted to watch every single NFL game this coming season, how much would it cost you in total? Now, let me give you a couple of
you meant if we went to the stadium?
No.
On TV?
On TV. Oh. For example, some games are only on Amazon Prime. Some games are on Paramount. Some, even Netflix.
Wait a minute. Do I have the Walmart subscription?
Look, I don't know.
Hulu Plus.
Do I have the Walmart subscription?
It does not mention the Walmart.
Because if I got the Walmart subscription, I get some of those free.
I don't know if you have. The NFL, one-time Sunday ticket. That doesn't give you every game because some games are, you know, farmed out to the Amazon people or whatnot. Yeah. If you...
I have Amazon Prime?
Yeah, you have to get Amazon Prime to do this.
It's on the list.
So that is added to my cost, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, all right. So I'm just trying
What's
to do the
ESPN DTC?
That's Denver Tech Center.
It is not the Denver Tech Center, Jamie.
That's like online ESPN.
Is that like direct?
Yeah.
Something.
Didn't ESPN just buy the Sunday ticket?
I don't know.
They just bought the NFL Network.
NFL Network.
Yeah.
They bought it?
Yeah, and now they also own Red Zone.
All right. How much do you think it would cost you to watch every single game?
Okay.
That's impossible to watch every game. Okay. But if you had to,
right?
How much money?
And I'm getting nothing for free, right?
For free. You've got to sign up for everything.
Okay, I'm going to say $924.
Whoa, $924.
Because I'm going with the Prime.
Okay, I got you, Carson. Every single game,
You have to buy Prime.
Yeah.
Prime is on the list, Jamie.
Well, I'm just telling him to add it in his head.
There's eight different ones on the list.
Prime is extra, like from some of their streaming, right?
Yeah, no, if you buy Prime, you get the streaming.
Yeah, get the streaming. Yeah. With Prime.
Forget it.
What was your guess again? I got to go back to
$924.
You threw me off with all the commotion.
Well, I thought that Prime, you get Prime and then you have to buy extra streaming.
It's a simple question. It's a trivia question. Just give me a freaking answer.
$934.
No, $24.
$924. All
right, Cars.
$400.
$400.
I feel like that's a dumb answer.
$510.
That's even dumber.
$510.
Yeah, but did you guys include Prime in that?
Yes.
Yeah.
The answer is Jamie White is the closest by far.
What is it?
What is it?
$1,000.
Oh, really?
Look how close I was.
$924. Man. She was on the mark.
That's right. That's
because
right.
Because likely she already has Prime and doesn't have to pay that one. So I would say that J.B. White nailed it.
Wow.
Okay. You guys said $400 and $500. It's $1,000.
Even though I sounded really, really dumb with the whole Prime thing, ultimately you two are the dummies.
Yeah. She actually put it in your face.
Yeah, that's right.
She did.
Spike.
Right in your face.
That's crazy.
$1,000. Wow.
You want to see every single game. Here's what you have to get. You got to get the ESPN DTC, whatever the hell is. I don't even know what that is. Amazon Prime. Jamie, you got to buy Prime, according to this. You got to have Peacock. That's going to cost you $12 a month. You got to have Paramount. That's going to cost you $12. You got to have Fox One. I don't even know what that is. That's going to be $20 a month. Netflix is $23 a month. And you'd have to buy the NFL Sunday one-time ticket at $480 just for that one.
It's like I'm a calculator.
That was a good guess. I got to hand it to you. I mean, it was convoluted as crap, but it was a good. It was. I mean, you sidebarred a lot on that one. But, man, did you come up with a total.
Thank you.
That
Thank
was
you very
solid.
Much. Thank you. Thanks, pal.
We want to talk about Pam Anderson effect.
Well, yeah, because I knew this was going to happen. So I was telling BJ this off the air, and he's like, oh, my God. But you know what I was thinking about? You're actually Pamela Anderson.
What do you mean?
Because you're real and raw and authentic.
Well, I've ran on a beach before, if that's what you mean.
No,
you
know? I'm talking about this. All right, it's this new, it's called The Tired Girl.
How does that relate to me? Here we go again, that whole convoluted, like, blah, blah, blah. Then we get to the end of
because
this.
Because The Tired Girl now is kind of based on Pamela Anderson. It says this trend is part of a broader movement with Gen Z challenging traditional beauty standards and opting for being authentic over perfection. So you're authentic.
So she's dropped the makeup.
Correct.
She's gone to the old natural look.
Exactly.
Played Jane, and they say that has taken on all over the country, and women have decided that's the route to go.
Yeah, no longer concealing their dark under-eye circles, their pale skin, instead just being, you know, completely authentic. Like
it's
you,
all
BJ
in.
Harris.
This is the most horse poop I've heard in a long time.
No, that's what it says.
Ladies, cover up the dark spots.
Oh, that's so rude.
Oh, it isn't really?
Yes.
No, I'm just saying, if you got the dark stuff under your eyes, you need to cover it up, Jamie.
Wow.
I mean, come on.
Well,
I mean, what about
you
that big zit right in the middle of your forehead?
You don't.
I don't have to.
Because you're authentic?
I'm authentic and I'm a taken man. I'm like, not on the market, but if you're on the market, you better cover up those dark spots.
Like, for example, Schmidl is not authentic.
No, not at all.
No.
You're not.
No.
You're all fake.
I got the fake hair.
Yeah.
Fake
teeth.
Hair, fake teeth.
Yeah.
I bet you put a sock in your drawers.
You don't have to answer that.
Okay. Was it going to?
Don't answer that. No. Just leave that where she left it, okay? Sock in the drawers. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, I'm a little bit disappointed.
What? About what?
Well, last night I came across this story, and I didn't know if it was true or not, but I was going to get Spadil to investigate it for me.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, because I was so excited with the story, I thought, man, this is great. This is going to be so entertaining. It's so cool. I love stories like this. Then Spadil looks into it, ruins the party. He comes back and says, hey, I can't find anywhere where it's true. It's a guy that he is a wolf furry.
He's a what?
A wolf. He dresses up as a wolf. He's a furry.
Okay.
And he goes by like Moonlit or something like that, okay?
Okay.
Right, Spadil? Is it Moonlit or something?
Moon
Pie?
Moon or something, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And he went to live with the wolves, JB.
Oh!
He actually went out to a wolf pack to see if they would embrace him.
Oh, so he was dressed as a wolf and he went to go, okay.
Furry costume, and he goes out
they
into
do that
the
with, They do that with pandas.
Oh, they do?
Uh-huh, they dress up as pandas.
You sure it's real?
Yeah, it's real.
Okay.
The pandas, the panda people dress up as pandas.
This happened in Wyoming.
I hope. Will you look that up, Fidel? Panda people dressed yeah. up like pandas.
Panda people dressed up like panda people.
Like, that we'll look at
like a furry.
Yeah, they dress up like pandas to do something in their cage.
I think Jamie's right on that. I think I've seen that. Yeah, I think I've seen the videos. All right. Let me go back to this.
Okay, sorry.
This happened. Well, no. If this had happened, it would have happened in Wyoming.
Okay.
And if it had happened. Because, I mean, all the details are here, so I don't know how it's fake. But if it had happened, his name would have been Brian Sanders. He's 28 years old from Fort Collins, Colorado.
But the story's not real?
He goes by Moon Howl. But he is from Fort Collins, Colorado. Well, Spadell said it's not real. But all these details are
here. I can't find it anywhere either, though.
What?
Well, there's that story is only from X. There's a bunch of people reposting it, but it's literally just like random people who.
Can I tell my story?
Did you guys hear about the guy that has a 14.5 inch wiener?
I missed that one.
Is it part of this story?
No, I just was adding on.
Wow.
Yeah, so 14.5 inches.
Can I finish my story?
Yeah, go ahead. But I thought it was real.
It's not real.
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
Oh, my story's not real. Yeah. Spadil says it's not.
My story is.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, Jonah Falcon is a real person, but BJ's story is not real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brian Sanders doesn't exist. He's not a furry up there in Colorado.
No.
In Fort Collins.
No.
My guy's name is Matt Barr.
Oh.
Can I finish my story if it were real?
Yes. Go ahead. All right.
He goes out to live with the wolves.
Okay.
He decides that, and he's kind of standoffish. And then he finally crawls his way over to the wolves, who are eating on a carcass at the time, he says.
Mm-hmm.
And to get them to accept him into the pack, they mauled him.
Oh, they mauled him?
Yeah.
Is he dead?
No, he's in bad condition, though.
Oh.
They ate him alive, just about.
But nobody can find this story anywhere?
Well, the good news, it's not true.
Well, I'm...
Well, yeah, you'd think there would at least be a story about something. Someone getting mauled somewhere. You know, maybe not the furry thing.
Well, there is. I've got it right here.
No,
but that's
there
not real.
There is a story.
What about my Matt Barr story?
That one's real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Matt Barr has 14.5 inch wiener.
And why are you looking at it, Spadil?
I got to verify.
No, he said it's really hard to live with.
Yeah, I could see that.
No, he said he can't see his feet. And so sometimes, I'm not kidding. Listen, this is what he said. He said, Matt says he recently slipped in the shower because in his words, quote, it's not exactly easy to see my feet when your anatomy is that front and center. He said the fall left him with two fractures in his shoulders. He's now taking it slow, using a bath mat, rethinking vacations because people are really upset when he's at the public pool in board shorts and people get mad at him at hotels and tell him it's not appropriate.
Yeah, you gotta wear pants.
I feel his pain.
Well, he's wearing pants.
Yeah.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, it kind of actually doesn't make sense because what we were talking about was the first day of high school, freshman year, it's terrifying. We found out that Carson got shoved into a locker.
Yeah, I missed my first class. I thought I was going to die in there.
Carson fits into a locker.
A friend of mine, her son got put into a trash can. Like, it's just, you know, it can go really bad. And bullying is it's just awful. Because the seniors just feel like they're the do-all, end-alls, right?
We had a kid that they hung him on the fence.
Aw.
Yeah, by shorts.
By his shorts?
Yeah.
Man. Well, anyway, so Schmidl comes in, and he's like, you guys were talking about cyberbullying, and he's like, there's this new documentary. Is it a real documentary, or is it just a...
It's a real documentary. It's coming to Netflix on August 29th.
Okay, so, and it's called Unknown Number. Here's the trailer.
A high school girl in Michigan was cyberbullied for more than a year.
And who turned out to be the suspect shocked everyone.
It was so bad to the point where I didn't want to even go to school anymore.
It was relentless. I mean, 1 a.m, 3 a.m.
I would question how I thought about myself.
There's some sick messages.
They were enough to make a 53-year-old man blush.
It's crazy how having a phone can become the worst thing that happened to me. Crazy that someone that close could do something like that.
And then he goes, it was her mom.
Yeah. Just bullying her own kid.
You spoiled it. You get what we're saying?
Well, I was telling her off the air. I didn't think that she would say it on the air.
What if she wanted to watch?
Yeah, what if I wanted to watch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about that?
Did you want to watch it?
I kind of did, but not now.
I apologize.
Not now. Now I know it's her mom.
And I was sitting here and I heard you. So what if I wanted to watch?
Yeah.
What if Carson wanted to watch?
You don't even know how to turn Netflix on.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
But
my wife could have it on.
Yeah.
And I walk in and say, hey, it's her mom. According to Schmidl.
Yeah, what if that happened?
What if I spread the word?
Exactly.
My bad.
For somebody else.
Yeah. Sorry.
See, here's the lesson. Don't do a spoiler alert because sometimes other people want to see the documentary.
Didn't you just spoil it for
this
everybody?
This one sounds fun and uplifting.
Exactly.
And I'd like you to enjoy my evening.
My God. All right, so anyway, it's called Unknown Number. If you want to see it, it comes out August 29th.
Yeah, and it's her mom.
You didn't get that the first time.
It's her mom. You can blame that on Schmidl.
Yeah, exactly.
It's her mom.
Sorry,
her mom did it to her. Yeah.
My God.
Unspeakable. It was the unspeakable, according to the audio.
It is the unspeakable.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't expect it to be her mom. Yeah.
I don't use that word very often. Unspeakable?
It's not in my repertoire.
Cool. Yeah, I don't think
that's pretty cool, though. Yeah. I like the way it sounds.
It's not in my thing. It's not in my, you know. Wheelhouse. Some big word here.
Yeah.
It's not in there.
Yeah. I got you.
Hey, did you guys hear that Taylor Swift was on a podcast yesterday?
Yes, yeah. I heard.
Right?
I heard.
It's crazy. I know that Carson put it up on our Facebook page. Like, what do you think about it? Everybody loved it.
Did Did they?
Yeah, there's a lot of people. Yeah,
it's so crazy. Like, he just took a little survey, and people loved it. People thought that it made her seem more real. People loved Travis more. It was surprising to me how many.
I expected bigger numbers, though.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm very surprised. And I'm not saying that in a negative way. It's just that I guessed about 50 million, 60 million people would be watching this thing. Because if you think about it, I mean, she's worldwide, and you would think that
we thought it was going to be much
huge,
bigger. Yeah.
And it's not that big when you think about it.
It's only got 9.8 million views right now.
Remember, we were guessing in the 50 million. And
that's people replaying, and that's, you know, it's taken what, 12, 14 hours just to get to that.
But my theory is they don't have this in the UK or something. Like, maybe their New Heights podcast isn't available in the UK.
It's all over the world,
Jamie. I don't
know. It is. It's on the internet. It's everywhere.
They do have different, like, algorithms for different countries.
See?
Yeah.
So?
Her mom did it.
Yeah, it's her mom. You punk. Why would you give that away?
I know. I'm really upset because that looked like that was going to be
unknown number.
You just came in here like, spoiler, but here's what happens.
Yeah, right. You said, that's exactly
you
right.
Didn't even, you
went,
pause.
Spoiler alert, it's her mom.
Yeah. Yeah. You did the unspeakable. Only you spoke it.
My bad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And what kind of mental case is that mom?
Zero.
To bully her own kid? That's psychotic.
It's deranged.
I would never watch this because I do not like when you pick on kids.
Right?
I don't like
I know.
It. I cannot watch this girl go through what she's going to go through with her mom doing this to her. I just couldn't watch something like
so
that.
So what was the end game? Did her mom go to jail?
I didn't get to that part in the trailer.
Oh, yeah. Really? You don't have that, but you have mom day.
Oh, my God. Now I don't have closure in this. This is crazy.
Yeah, you got to watch it now.
Holy crap. Hey, did you guys see Linebacker 17C?
Who?
Linebacker 17C. This guy is going to be, I'm telling you, he's going to be like a superstar.
Oh, the guy on the plane.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So there was a flight going from Virginia to LAX, right? And there was this drunk guy, and he was like, he was spitting on people. He was doing all this crazy stuff. And they had to make an emergency landing in Grand Junction. Perhaps you saw it because it became local when they landed in Grand Junction. But this ginormous man, I mean, he is so huge. He picks up this little guy like he's Carson. And he puts him in his seat. He just, did you guys see that?
Yeah, I'm watching it right now.
He stuffs him in the seat.
He did.
Don't you move. And he didn't either.
He didn't
move. He just sat there.
Yeah. And so they're calling him Linebacker 17C. And nobody knows where he came from. They're like, we didn't.
I do. Where? 17C.
I meant nobody paid attention to how gigantic he was until he picked up that guy.
He's massive, and the guy that he picks up is like genuinely terrified. Yeah. Like, this guy could end my life.
It looked like a cartoon. It was so awesome. Anyway, so he's going to become a thing. The other thing we want to tell you about, as long as we're on Netflix, which was a minute ago because then I went to 17C, Charlie Sheen's documentary. Yeah. It looks like it's going to be great. They said he's going to be completely honest and raw and real. All the stuff, here it is.
How do I present this with any class?
I think we're past that, Charlie.
We're past that, yeah? When you got a lot of shame about a lot of stuff, shame is suffocating. I lit the fuse, you know, and my life turns into everything it wasn't supposed to be. There's only one person alive that has the answers to so many people's questions about me.
He's going the distance. But he's going for speed.
You wanted to like him because he was
lovable,
brilliant, handsome, charming, and smart.
And the whole world goes, he's the guy. Imagine what that did to my head.
That's going
to
be good.
It is going to be good.
Yeah, it's
going
to be really good. Yeah, especially, I think he will. I think he's going to lay it all out. He has no shame here.
Remember when we found out he had HIV?
Yeah.
Like, it was just so crazy. And then we were like, wait a minute, let's think about this. I mean, he had girls all the way down a line in a hallway,
just
right?
Just waiting to get into his room.
Prostitutes.
You've got all these people in his life that are speaking out, including his drug dealers. Everybody's speaking out. So this is going to be a good episode.
I am happy that he made up. What's the guy that created Two and a Half Men? I forgot his name. Anyway, he's a famous, he created it.
Yeah.
And they had a huge falling out. And remember, he started attacking him, saying.
I forgot the guy's name.
I did too, but he was like, He was saying he was
Chuck Lorre.
Yeah, yep. Chuck Lorre. And he was saying Chuck Lorre is this and this. And... Yeah. I mean, things that were unforgivable, unspeakable, really.
Unspeakable.
Yeah, really.
They were.
And Chuck Lorre forgave him.
Yeah.
Isn't that shocking?
Well, I think you know somebody's just all jacked up. And you got to forgive them. If they clean up their lives and get back on the right track, you got to forgive them, I think.
Even after they do the unspeakable?
Yeah. I know, Jamie. It's hard to...
I mean,
it's hard to believe, but yes.
He did.
I think you have to. But I think this is going to be good. It's out on September 10th.
Yeah, September 10th. Netflix, right? Netflix. Is it Netflix?
Yep. Yes.
Yep. All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, Arvada coming to see you.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I said before we went into that song, Arvada, we're coming to see you. We're coming to see you tomorrow. We have the bags, tote bags. We'll do it at 7:40 tomorrow morning, so just show up.
Yep.
We'll give you the location.
The last 7:10. One.
Yeah. I don't know about the last one, but it's going to be a good one. All right, let's get to Kanye West real quick here, okay?
This is psychotic.
It is psychotic. Yeah. There's a story this morning that Kim Kardashian just kind of did, only she can do, you know, in his ear, telling him he's a different person. He's a changed man. His attitude's not the same. We all hear it, right? At home,
but,
I'm saying.
But this is based on a new documentary that's coming out. Kanye is... So, I don't know. He thinks that we need to see him go from when he was on his meds. It's a documentary that follows him from the time he was on medication for bipolar and all the stuff he has, right?
Yeah.
To when he got off of them and follows it through his, I call it a demise. He calls it his change.
Yeah, his change to yay.
He says it's his transformation.
Right.
He uses big words, guys. He doesn't use change.
Okay.
He's Kanye West. He's a brilliant human being.
I said demise, but...
Kanye's transformation to yay, ye, whatever. And it's going to be in theaters. Not on streaming. It's going to be in theaters everywhere.
Actual AMC theaters.
September 19th.
Did he buy these? These theaters?
Yeah,
he must have bought out the theater.
I have no idea.
Who's going to go see this?
I don't want to watch a guy in his mental illness.
I don't either.
Being taken off... He wasn't taken off. He took himself off his meds and how he got so, I mean,
manic.
Know, yeah.
I can't even imagine anyone paying to go see this.
Yeah, me either. Do we have a clip of it?
No.
Oh, we don't? I thought we did. Well,
no, there's a clip of
Kim. Yeah, it's Kim.
Fidel's got his hand up, so maybe he does.
I found the trailer.
All right, let's do this.
Oh, wait, but can we play it?
Yeah,
wait a minute. Do we know?
I was just reading through the closed captions.
And?
I didn't see any curse words.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meds for 5 months now.
Your personality was not like this a few years ago.
That's
Kim. Calling by the universe.
Never tell me I'm going to wake up one day and have nothing.
We can talk about that later, but...
It ain't no but.
When I went to the hospital, one of the ideas was to do a church.
Yeah, I've just been embarrassed or ashamed to cry, man.
When we're at the prisons professing how Jesus can set you free, it's true.
Thank you, Jesus. I decided to run.
Oh, I almost killed my daughter!
I'd rather be dead than to be on medication.
Either they destroy me or I destroy it.
It's the sad dream.
They're killing our ability to think outside of the box.
And I'm almost like a masochist.
I write whatever I want, when I want. It's words.
You know what Bob White would say? He would say, that boy is as nutty as a squirrel turd.
Nutty as a squirrel turd. Yep, he would have said that. Yep.
I love that. I love that.
It's crazy. I mean, sorry to say, you're not allowed to say crazy when people are mentally
ill. Yeah, he's crazy.
Well, you're not allowed to say that when they're mentally
ill. Oh, it's an unspeakable. Is that an unspeakable?
It's an unspeakable use crazy when somebody's mentally ill.
Okay,
I know that for a fact.
Okay, I gotcha.
Well, you kept going with it.
He's nutty.
As a squirrel turd.
As a squirrel turd. All right, it's going to theaters. If you want to go see it, go see it. The downfall of, the transformation.
Exactly.
To ye.
BJ and Jamie.
And the smoke.
You know that yesterday I took a COVID test.
Did you?
Yeah, because I couldn't remember on the air I said, you guys, I don't know if it's my pants are too tight.
No.
Or
you were struggling.
I could not breathe. And then yesterday I really couldn't. And then I was like, oh my God, I think it was negative. But yeah, it is bad. In fact, in Jefferson County, they're saying do not call 911 unless you see flames. They are very aware that there's so much smoke in the air, but unless you see flames, please do not call.
I can't seem to get oxygen.
I know.
It's all smoke that I'm breathing in. I can't get anything.
And I feel like it's like impeding your brain.
I do too.
Because I was showing it. God, you guys. I was showing him something because I'm going to redo my whole house, whatever, whatever. Yeah. I was like, look at this clock. And I was like, I know it sounds dumb, but look how they put it in this kitchen. And he goes, you're a clock lover.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And he's
not
like,
just a clock lover. You love big clocks.
And see what I mean? Do you guys see? Like the smoke is like
huge.
Like we're talking about grandfather clock.
Oh,
yeah, grandfather clock. All right. Anyway, what? All right. Were you gonna ask him something?
Yeah, because I've got a friend of mine that I see over at the cigar shop every now and then.
Yeah,
and he wears a ring on his middle finger.
Right.
And so I was asking, and we were talking in here, what does that mean? Does it stand for, or maybe nothing? I have no idea.
A ring on your middle finger stands for something.
For a guy. Okay. For a guy. Now, for a woman, I don't think. I don't know. I thought I've heard it before, so I thought I'd ask Shpadel if he knows anything. Shpadel, you kind of live in that world.
About what exactly?
The middle finger
a black
ring
middle
world.
Finger, like
love and clocks,
yeah, like a ring on your middle finger as a guy.
What
does it mean anything?
I don't think so.
Is
it
like
symbolic?
The left ear ring.
Yeah.
Ago,
I've never heard anything like that.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if he's like a swinger or I haven't heard anything like that.
Okay, so you're saying swinger.
so a guy that wears a ring on his middle finger is a swinger.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
Can we put it to text NATO?
Oh, okay. All right.
303-22
Because you
want to
know
hours.
About your friend at the cigar shop?
Yeah.
Does he smoke other things? Is that what you're asking?
Could be. It could be. He could smoke a pipe, a bong. Who knows?
It could mean asexual. That's
could
what
mean
I'm
what?
Saying.
Asexual?
Yep, asexual.
Okay.
Open God. Relationship?
Yeah.
Oh, swinger.
Yeah. Polyamorous.
Could be.
You know, I'm not really into guys that wear accessory rings. I don't mind like you guys wear your wedding rings or whatever. I just can't stand accessory rings.
I just feel like it always looks like they're trying to be a rock star. Because rock stars always wear a lot. Like Ozzy had a lot of rings on his finger.
And look, I love Upsy. I love Upsy, right? He wears a lot of rings. It's just not my thing. I mean,
he's
hot.
Yeah, he does.
He's smoking hot, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But just the ring thing, I don't know why. It's just a thing.
Kind of goes with the tats, though.
Well, yeah. And I'm afraid they'll lose them.
Yeah. Son of a gun.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. Tomorrow, we are packed and ready to go, man. Tomorrow, we're going to come see you there in Arvada. We got a location. We'll give it out tomorrow. Hopefully, it doesn't get leaked like last week.
Last week.
I can't breathe the smoke.
I know. It's bad. It's real. We need an air filter thing.
Is anyone else having this problem?
Yeah. I told you yesterday I took a COVID test.
I know.
I thought it was so bad. I was like, I got the COVID.
All right. Arvada. Big bag drop. The big bag drop.
And the final one. This is the final one.
It all ends tomorrow, so make sure
you go to Arvada for the final bag drop. We have thousands of them, and it's going to be the final one, so we never have to do this crap again. Yes!
We're going to gauge it on how big it is in Arvada, and then we'll make a decision from there. Jamie and I will vote on it, and then it'll be 1-1 of the vote.
But we'll vote on it.
How are we going to vote?
I don't know.
Flip a coin.
Listen, you know what?
I don't know.
Go home, emphysema, my boy.
Rock, paper, scissors. Would you call me?
Emphysema, boy.
Emphysema, I got smoke. I mean, it's bothering me today.
I know, but you got the emphysema.
Sure feels that way.
I know.
Have a great day.
Oh, God.
We'll see you back here tomorrow. See you. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.